an issue that I don't know about.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Well, my question on the signs and the windows, a lot of times there's federal funds in the road in front of the house with the signs and the windows. Mm-hmm. So and it meets that, you know. That's where I was getting.
Right. I would have to probably go back and ask either Rick Kozlerich or some of our legal advisors who could tell us. That's the first. Your question today was the first time it even came to mind, so I haven't considered that problem. Todd and I haven't discussed it, so.
Thank you. One follow-up.
Yes,
on
right,
utility
Senator.
Easements.
Mm-hmm. On what?
Utility
right.
Easements. You know, you said, you know, that they have an agreement. You know, I have a utility easement is given, or I make an agreement. Does this have anything to do with the utility easement? It's not owned by DOT?
I don't know. As far as I know, it was just, I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate. I'd have to get back to you on that one regarding utility easements. I haven't, I don't know if that's been really part of the discussion, but I can find out for you. That's not a problem.
Well, I have. You know, we give utility easements for the convenience of the utilities, but we still pay taxes on that easement, but we can't utilize that easement as a property owner. You can't build on it. You
right.
can't do this.
And that could be
a different subject, but.
And like I said, we deal with state roads, the things that we maintain, we built, we maintain, we operate. If it's a municipal easement, that's up to the city to decide. So our authority only falls on things that concern state-owned roads.
And those utility easements can just usually run through the back of your property, through the front
sometimes,
or through the side, or who knows, through the middle.
Lot lines.
Right.
You know,
right.
goes across the road, you know.
Senator Stebbins, you have a question?
Just kind of a follow-up to Senator Cowdery's. It actually was going to be before his, but he beat me to the punch. Did I hear you correctly a few minutes ago that you were saying that the state, when they're granted an easement, have more easement, more authority over the easement than like a municipality to have? In other words, if somebody, and like in this case that was brought up earlier, gave the state a utility easement or a slope easement, that they would have more authority over that easement than just to do their slope or do their utilities?
Okay, let me just clarify the question through the chair, Senator Stedman. So if there's a conflict of, can the city come in and start?
No, the state. What rights does the state have relative to the private property owner?
It's my understanding that when an easement is granted, whoever is granted the easement has control of the strip or area, how large it is. So it's basically, if DOT had an easement with a utility, that it would, that chunk of land would be under DOT's control. That wouldn't say that it would keep maintenance operators and maybe the municipality from going on there and doing their work and things like that. But as far as granting the easement, as far as I understand, and it could be an exception for utilities. I haven't had to go through this in this legislation yet. As far as I understand, that's state owned and operated, or whoever's granted the easement has a right to the authority for that easement.
Yeah, maybe that's a point to clarify also, because like mentioned earlier, when someone grants for this, in this case, like an easement, if it's to the state or to even a neighbor, you can't put structures in an easement. You know, it affects your setbacks. But you still retain ownership to it, you still pay taxes to it, you still have full use of rights to it, other than, you know, rights for putting a structure or hindering the purpose of an easement, if it's an access easement or just a sewer easement, or if it's a sewer maintenance easement. So I'd like a little bit more clarification on how much rights are actually granted on the transfer of an easement. Clearly, if the easement is for utilities, it would be for construction and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But
That's a good question.
Limited.
It's a good question, and I'd have to just go back and talk to Rick Kozlerich, and I apologize he's not here today. And for my own small knowledge of the right-of-way and easement subject. So.
Thank you. Sure. Any questions?
Yeah.
Even though I don't intend to move this, I think that Amendment number one does offer some clarification, and I would sort of like to go ahead and move Amendment number one and get it into the process, even though we're not going to move the bill tonight. Senator Hoffman.
Well, I have a question. I don't know if the department or the sponsors, testifier, can answer this, but is the department defined in the statute someplace in this section?
Chair, Senator Hoffman, as the committee was discussing that, or saying the phrase department, I was actually considering myself whether we needed to say Department of Transportation specifically. So the answer is I don't know, and I'm going to find out.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Senator. Very, very good question. I think this is an important clarification, and I'd appreciate it if we were interested in making this amendment so as it goes forward, this will be a part of the bill that we're dealing with. Would anyone care to make that amendment, number one?
Let's move the amendment.
Thank you, Senator. So I appreciate that. Maybe we should say, as the man indicated, that it should be the signs are located outside of Department of Transportation easements.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator. Is there any objection to amendment number one? Okay, well, this has become a part of the bill then, and let's hold off on amendment number two until we can discuss that further. Please go ahead.
I was going to just make mention of amendment number two. That was specifically that it is a clarification. We have the title right now in the bill language. It says political non-commercial sign. That's essentially meaning anything that's not advertising. Both DOT and more specifically federal highways wanted to be crystal clear on that point, and that is just very simple intent language we were intending to put in uncodified law, and the sponsors actually not only not opposed to that language, actually slightly covetous of that language. So just to inform
your comments, and we will hold that until our next session. Any further questions or comments? Well, thank you then very much. Senator Guest, anything you'd care to say? Okay, thank you very much. We've heard from everyone that wanted to speak. We will hold this bill over until a later date. And thank you, Ms. Wilson, Mr. Larkin. If there's nothing further, this meeting is adjourned.
Have you